Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
One of the things that my lovely children have put me onto is the world of podcasting. Don't mind listening to the old podcast. And when we went overseas, one of the podcasts that I was listening to that the kids put me onto, it's very, very funny stuff, is the podcast My Dad Wrote a Porno, where these three people sit around and read a book that one of their fathers has actually published.
Now, I heard not so much about the podcast, but about the book.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was just this...
It's
this
terrible.
..normal, everyday bloke.
Yeah.
And he's just attempted to write a
yeah.
A book.
And then his son reads extracts from the book in the podcast, and then they dissect it and take that.
Right.
It's funny stuff. Give it a go. It's nothing dirty or anything. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Which leads me to this story.
Oh, okay.
This is from Ohio.
Yeah.
An Ohio teen was severely traumatized after discovering the stars of a downloaded porno flick that he was watching.
Yeah.
The stars were none other than his own parents.
No. No.
Timmy Shannon recalls the moment that scarred him for life. He says, I was like 5 minutes into this movie called Horny Housewives 4 when I thought to myself, geez, that couch looks exactly like the one I'm sitting on.
Oh, no.
Hang on a minute. It is.
And there's Mum and Dad.
And there's Mum and Dad having special cuddles for the camera. How would you be? I think we'll leave it there. I was going to say, I think we've all been there, but we haven't. We can only imagine. 38-year-old mechanic by the name of Chris Donald claims that he likes to have sex with cars. Not in cars.
With cars.
Sex with cars.
Wow.
What was the story we had? The lady with the
chandelier. With the chandelier.
Yeah. This guy says that he's had sex with more than 30 different car models, two boats and a jet ski in the past 20 years.
No.
Sorry, I just sort of skimmed over the boats and the jet ski. But anyway, this is an article in the Sun newspaper. Chris has told the Sun, he says, a nice car is a feast for the senses.
Right.
It's about smells, feelings, and tastes. If I see a gorgeous Mercedes, I know I'd love to jump into bed with it. This guy's a nut.
He's
got some issues.
There are some issues there. Yeah, exactly right.
He goes on to say in the article here, it's all about imagination and creativity.
Oh, geez.
There's more to car love than exhaust pipes.
Yeah.
Stroking the body panels and delicate touching makes excellent foreplay.
No.
Feeding him.
Really?
I don't go out into the garage and look at the RAV4 and go.
Although sometimes with the 120, why? Hey, jeez, there are some freaky people out there. Yeah. I just want to know what he does when the engine blows a head gasket.
Oh dear.
There's obviously some psychological problem there.
No, there is. What's the weather doing for today? The start of the heat wave?
Yeah, 38 today. Just sunny for the next week. Just sunny. 38 today, 36 tomorrow, couple of 35s and 40 by Monday. Woo. You should do what I did yesterday, and that is clean the filters on your air conditioner.
Oh, is your air conditioner working?
No, but at least I got clean filters. Because I'm hoping for a miracle, and I just want the air conditioner at home, broken as it is, to just miraculously repair itself and turn on.
Now, for those of you that are regular listeners to the show, you will know that Leighton's air conditioner blew up about
three months ago.
Yes, so Mr. Tight Ass here has had plenty of time to get it fixed. But no, looking for the cheap and nasty quote.
No.
Hasn't eventuated in the aircon getting fixed. And now we're in panic mode because it's going to be 38, 37, 36, 40, bang.
I am not in panic mode. By the way, I'll be coming around your place later tonight to spend some quality time with you and Narelle.
That won't be happening.
Mate, you're a bit of a jet setter of renown.
Yes,
you travel the globe.
Yes, I do.
Quite often you find yourself in various big cities around
London, Paris, New York, Munich.
Everyone's talking about pop music.
Yeah.
And I bet you've dined at some of the more fancy restaurants.
Around the world. Absolutely. And you know, one of my favourite restaurants at the top end is the Hill of Grace restaurant, which is at Adelaide Oval.
Oh, really?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes, okay.
Beautiful. Also, top end restaurants like JD's down in Butler Street. Nothing quite like it at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's sensational. Those potato gems. Mwah.
Well, here's one that you might want to add to your list as you travel the globe.
Yeah.
The restaurant called Au Naturel.
Au Naturel.
Au Naturel.
And where is it?
It is in Paris, in France.
Yeah.
Diners, I'm not too sure whether you could, whether you would actually qualify because of certain prerequisites.
What's the prerequisite?
Well, you must be naked.
Au
Naturel is it's for people who dine au naturel.
Right.
They're naked. They've got no clothes on.
So it's a bit like the oysters. I'm not talking Kilpatrick. I'm talking...
So diners, when they come to au naturel, they've placed their booking.
Yeah.
They go to the coat room and they take off their coat. Then they take off their shirt. Then they take off their pants. Then they take off their underwear. They take off their shoes, their socks. They are given slippers.
Oh, that's nice.
And then escorted to their table and their seat. The seat has a black cloth on it, and that's changed at every setting.
Right.
Every time the table has changed with the knives and forks, the seat cloths are changed. As well. Well, for obvious reasons, just in case you spill your soup.
Yeah.
So that's changed. There are curtains over all the windows so that you don't get anyone
perving in.
And no phones at the table because people will take
selfies.
You can't take photos. So Au Naturel in Paris, it is not the first full nudist restaurant in Europe, however.
Oh, right.
The first totally nude restaurant actually opened up in Europe in the summer of 2016. It was a pop-up.
Oh, pop-up. I see what you did there. Yeah.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.